Hey History is a podcast all about Australian history, where the kids ask the questions. I'm your host, Axel Clark. In each episode of Hey History, we'll hear stories and answer your questions. And at Hey History, we don't just stop when we get an answer, because...
how do we know what really happened?
In this special bonus episode, we're joining a really, really long walk. The walk is led by a guy named Travis Lovett. It's called the Walk for Truth.
Who's ready to walk? Look after yourselves, be safe. High five. Let's walk for truth. Good, all right, good, good. Deadly. How you going, good? You turn the weather on for us.
I'll jump out the way so you can move.
Travis is going to walk 500 kilometres, and it's going to take him 25 days. From May 25th to June 18th, 2025. Can you imagine walking for 25 days? Travis is doing this walk because he wants everyone to know about truth-telling. You might not have heard that word before, but don't worry. In this episode, we'll hear what it is, why it's important, and what truth-telling's got to do with history. You can listen to this episode straight through, or stop halfway if you'd like. I'll tell you when we've reached halfway.
Hey, history.
Hey, everyone. Because this episode is about a walk for truth, I've got a question for you about telling the truth. Can you think of a time where something happened? Maybe you got in trouble and you told the truth, but it felt like no one listened?
So my sibling, we got in a fight with each other, and then he said I started it, but he really did. And they believed him, not me.
Sometimes when I'm at home, me and my brothers get in fights, and this one time we were in a fight and my brother, he said to my parents that I punched him in the guts and he got winded, when really I didn't do anything.
So me and my sibling got into a fight and my sibling said that I started it and I said I didn't. They didn't believe me.
Didn't really feel that good in my body, just didn't feel right.
And it made me feel bad.
That made me feel different and I couldn't really be trusted. I feel as if no one's going to believe me if I tell the truth.
It really hurts when our parents or teachers don't listen to us when we're telling the truth. Or they don't hear our side of the story. And not hearing the truth, that can happen with really big things too, like the history of Australia. Now, that might sound unbelievable, but I'm serious. Here's an example. In the olden days, when your parents or grandparents were at school, they probably learnt that
Captain Cook discovered Australia in 1770.
But today, we learn that
I don't think he discovered Australia. He just figured out that it existed because people already lived there and they already knew Australia existed. He just discovered it for English people.
So even with Captain Cook sailing up the east coast of Australia, this is history where not everyone has heard the whole story. Here's another one. What about convicts? For a long time, we didn't hear the convicts' side of the story. Old history books talked about convicts as dangerous, bad people.
They're not proper people. They didn't really believe in family. They were brutes.
That was historian Hamish Maxwell Stewart from our episode on convict kids. But today, we learn that
I don't think convicts were bad people. I think people were hard on the convicts.
They were very ordinary people, ordinary kids. They were ordinary kids who stole and got convicted.
So the history of Captain Cook's journey and the history of convicts has changed over time, with more sides of the story included, so that we get a more truthful history of Australia. Maybe you can think of some other examples too.
Hey History!
At Hey History, we love asking questions. And I've got a question that can help with truth-telling. You might even remember it from earlier in the episode. Can you guess? That question is...
Is there another side to the story?
Do you remember Travis, who's doing the big walk?
Hey!
For the last 4 years, Travis has been asking First Nations people that question.
Is there another side to the story?
About the history of Victoria. Especially First Nations stories of colonisation. Colonisation means when one group of people travels to another land and takes it over. In Australia, this happened when people from Britain arrived. They took over the land and made new rules, all without asking the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who already lived here. Colonisation is a really big part of Australian history. It's short, less than 200 years in Victoria compared to 65,000 years of First Nations history. But colonisation is big, and not everyone knows the truth of what happened. So that's why Travis asked people,
"Is there another side to the story? Is that the whole story?"
To record the truth and add it to our history. That's not all. He listened to people's answers, and he used their answers to think about and talk about what could we do differently in Victoria, in Australia. Asking, listening, thinking, and talking together about our history and our future. So Travis has been doing all this truth-telling for 4 years at the Yuruk Justice Commission. You'll hear more about Yuruk soon. And now he's walking to tell everyone about truth-telling and to get attention on the work of Yuruk. So, what happens on a walk for truth-telling?
Let's find out!
We're in the small town of Port Fairy in southwest Victoria. It's about 3 hours from Melbourne. There's a big crowd in a church car park. Everyone's excited when Travis arrives to lead the walk through Port Fairy.
Hey! How cool is this?
All right, everyone, gather in!
How's it going? Good?
Good.
Yeah, deadly? Yeah, good. How's it going? Good? Yeah. How you going? All right, good? Good to see you all. Hey, Nata!
Nata means hello in the Gundijumara language. Travis is saying hello to Year 4 students from...
St. Patrick's Primary School! We're on Gundijumara Country!
Gundijumara Country covers parts of southwest Victoria, including Warrnambool, Port Fairy and Portland. Travis and the kids are getting photos together before the walk officially starts.
Let's get a photo, eh? Let's get a photo or what?
Yeah!
Yeah! Where are we looking? Where are we looking? Which camera?
Just look at the middle.
Oh, which camera?
And look at the blue one.
Which camera?
I'm Olga Lyons, principal of St. Patrick's Primary School in Port Fairy. So we are gathering at St. Patrick's Church car park in Port Fairy, ready for the Walk for Truth. So these are our Year 4s and Year 3s are still on their way, very eager to take part in the walk today.
So why do the students want to walk with Travis? Here's the school principal, Olga Lyons, again.
Anything to get out of school, but also they just love the idea of being involved in such a great community event. I think it's about standing up in public, making sure that you are a voice. And these children have very loud voices, which is wonderful. They're very aware of what's happened in our history. And anything to bring all members of Australia together is something that they're really, really keen for. They understand what their role is in the shaping of the future.
We do have some traffic management when we're crossing roads, so please just stay safe. Trav, did you want to say anything before
we go? I just want to acknowledge that we're still on the lands of the Gunindjmara people and pay my respects to their elders past and present. Travis Lava, Keramara Gunindjmara meeting, Linyan Kokon Kenen Konatetic Bujbim, Yumbin meeting. I just acknowledge that I'm a proud Gunindjmara and Keramara man and I've travelled from my country. We're going to hit the road pretty soon. I appreciate the support of everyone coming out and standing in the cold. It's freezing. I know it's if it's cold for me, it's cold for you. And also for the school as well in carrying our banner.
It says Walk for Truth on it, and it's got paintings of hands, handprints, and it's black and yellow.
The year threes and fours are carrying a big banner at the front of the walk. They're about to walk with Travis and 200 other people down the streets of Port Ferry.
It's also got like messages on the back of it of good luck on your walk.
The messages on the back of the banner were written by kids in Portland, the Victorian town where Travis began his long walk for truth-telling.
There's one that says, good luck on your journey. It says, it's okay, you will do amazing.
Who's ready to walk?
Look after yourselves, be safe. High five. Let's walk for truth.
Well, should we walk and talk together?
Let's walk and talk.
We leave the church car park and walk with Travis down the street towards the centre of Port Ferry.
Right, you got some questions?
Why did you choose to start in Portland?
Because that's where my people are from. I'm an Aboriginal person from Portland. But also as well, yous are learning about colonisation in Victoria. And colonisation started in 1834 with the arrival of the Henty family, the Henty brothers. So, not only as a proud Gunindjmara man, but also where colonisation started was where my people are from.
Excuse me.
Yes. What's your name first?
Liam, but why Liam. Did you call this the Walk for Truth?
Walk for Truth? That's a good question. Well, I'm one of the commissioners on our truth-telling commission, and we are looking into past government decisions about our community and our people. So we're about to hand over a report and recommendations back to the government to make changes for all our Victorians' future. Because I'm a commissioner on the Truth-Telling Commission and I'm walking, so I decided to call it Walk for Truth. Truth, 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 truth.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Maybe you're wondering, what's a commission?
I'm one of the commissioners on our Truth-Telling Commission.
A commission doesn't just pop up on its own. It's the government who decides to make one. A commission is like a team of detectives. But instead of solving crimes, they look into important issues. The government gives the team of detectives, the commissioners, okay, commissioner, but commish sounds much cooler. So the government gives the commissioners a job to do, like find out what went wrong, listen to people's stories, and come up with smart ideas to fix things. In Australia, there's been commissions into bushfires, banks, mental health, and many more. So Travis is a commish at a truth-telling commission. And Travis is not the only one. There's five commishes. The commission is called Yuruk. Yuruk is the word for truth in the Wemba Wemba language. Maybe you've heard about it in the news.
The landmark Yuruk Justice Commission is preparing to hand down its final report. After more than 4 years of extraordinary evidence, the Indigenous-led and designed truth-telling inquiry has collected testimony from 1,500 First Nations and non-Indigenous people, revealing the failure of governments to reckon with the past.
We've reached halfway through the episode. If you'd like to pause now, you can. You might like to have a think quietly, or in a group, about truth-telling. You might wonder, do I know the whole story of my local area's history? Where my school is and my home? Could there be another side to the story?
Hey, History!
Hey, if you listened to the first half of this episode and then took a break, let's catch up. We visited Port Fairy, a coastal town in Victoria. In a church car park, we met Travis Lovett, the commish.
Hey!
And year threes and fours from St. Patrick's Primary School in Port Fairy. The students were holding a banner with Walk for Truth on the front and lots of messages of support on the back. Why? Because Travis is walking for 25 days. That's nearly a month. To talk with people about the truth-telling commission in Victoria, called Yuruk. Travis and four other commissioners have been asking First Nations people,
is there another side to the story?
They ask, listen, think, and add these stories to the history of Victoria, and suggest changes for the future. Okay, we're all caught up now, so let's go. Now we're going to leave the walk, but just for a bit. We'll come back soon. Let's meet someone who knows a lot about truth-telling commissions. His name is Matthew.
I'm Dr. Matthew Gaines. I'm a researcher at the University of Melbourne. So I studied truth-telling commissions around the world, Canada, in Sweden, Norway, Finland, including here in Australia.
Interesting. So there's truth-telling commissions in other countries, as well as Australia.
Truth-telling has many different meanings, especially for First Nations people. But broadly, it involves openly sharing truths about the past, particularly truths about crimes, wrongs, and injustices that happened in the past, and how they continue to shape our lives. But truth-telling is more than just sharing the bad or difficult or negative things that have happened. It's also about telling the full story of Australia's history, and that means making sure that the history we learn is not just the story that started when the British arrived here in 1788, it's also the 65,000 plus years of history on this continent.
What can we all get from being truthful about our history?
Well, we've all probably had that experience of covering something up or not being completely honest about something that's difficult. And we also probably have experienced being truthful in those moments, and that feels a lot better. It's almost like a relief. So at the moment, Australia as a country is not being entirely honest about its history. And understanding Australia's true history is what will make us a better society and makes us better people. However, knowing the truth is not the only thing. We also have to match that knowing with our actions. Actions to make up for what's happened and to make sure that they don't happen again.
And does Matthew think that us kids are up for hearing the truth about Australian history?
Absolutely. Young people are up to the challenge. They have a very strong sense of justice and injustice. They know when something is wrong, and they often know how to address it. In fact, in my experience working with young people, most of them express a desire to know more. They're often frustrated or annoyed by the fact that they haven't been told the whole story.
Let's see what new questions the kids have for Travis.
So you've got the questions for us, eh?
Yeah. How many people do you hope will join you on the Walk for Truth?
That's a great question. So we've, on the internet, we've got like a registration process. And so far, more than 4,500 people will walk with us from Portland to Parliament. We've had elderly people come and join us. We've had dogs, we've had pets. Pardon? How many pets do I have? One. I've got a dog called Rafferty, and he's a miniature schnauzer. A miniature schnauzer, yeah. Any more questions?
Yeah. How is your body feeling after walking approximately 70 kilometres already?
Yes, very sore, very sore. But good, but not too sore that we can't push on. You know, it's like sometimes when you're running around a lot at school and then you go home and you want to relax. But I feel pretty good.
That was so good. A big truck drove by and honked their horn to show their support. Everyone wants them to do it again.
That's so good. But the body's sore, but at the same time, This is a really important walk to me, and it's a really important walk to Victorians and Australians. And
when did the idea for the Walk for Truth start?
Oh, that's a really good question. You're going to find this pretty funny. I was sitting on my couch at home, just resting after a long day's at work, and I turned to my wife and I said, I'm going to walk from Portland to Parliament. True story. I just said, that's it. I'm going to do it. And my wife, Renata, looked at me and she was like, really? Like, really? And I'm like, yeah, really. So that's where the idea came from. But also as well, part of our history is that Aboriginal people have walked across the land for tens of thousands of years. So what we are doing right now today is we are doing that. We're walking across the land. We're walking across the land together. So we've had a number of walks on the land for many years where our people were rounded up and segregated from non-Aboriginal people for a long period of time, and out of protest to challenge the government, our people walked off those particular areas to highlight the bad things that were happening to Aboriginal people at those times. One of those was a big leader in our community, which was William Barak, and he led a walk off Corranderk Aboriginal Mission. Then there was another walk off many years later off the Cumrugunja Mission in Yorta Yorta Bangarang Country, around Shepparton Way. So we have always walked on country and we've always walked for our people's rights.
Okay, before we go back to the walk, let's talk to Travis, the commish, in a quiet spot, because I still want to know how this truth-telling actually happens. What did the commishers do? How did the commishers hear stories from First Nations people all over Victoria?
We've gone to people's houses, we've sat in their front yard or their backyard, but also we went to visit young people who are in jail at the moment. We went to visit people everywhere, anywhere and everywhere where people wanted us to visit them. We've also had people who have drawn their stories and their lives using artwork. We have one particular elder who's come and actually shared a song via playing the gum leaf, for instance.
At the Truth Telling Commission, Aboriginal people from all over Victoria shared true stories of what happened to them and their families from 1834 onwards. Here's one oral testimony that Auntie Nellie Flagg told the commission about when she was at school.
I didn't realise that white kids didn't like me simply because I was black, because I was Aboriginal. They wouldn't play with me, they wouldn't talk to me, they wouldn't do anything with me. We were taught folk dancing. We had to line up, the boys on one side, the girls on the other side. And then they put on the music over the loudspeaker and we had to sashay in and put your hands out and the boy or the girl takes each other's hand. Well, when I put my hands out, the white boy who was opposite me, he wouldn't take my hand. So I just stood there and stepped out of line. My brother, he saw what happened. My brother came down and he danced with me.
That's a sad story about being excluded. And there were stories of the school system treating kids differently because they were Aboriginal. Like Elder Uncle Henry Atkinson remembers.
We weren't allowed to have playtime at the same time as other kids. We weren't really encouraged to be good at school. We weren't allowed to play sport. We weren't allowed to really exceed educational-wise. You're always kept down and you really didn't get any grading of any kind.
Different playtimes, no sport, and not being encouraged at school just because you're Aboriginal. People told stories about their families being moved off their land or having to get permission just to leave their towns or visit family. Some weren't even allowed to go swimming at their local pool. Even though these stories were often very sad and unfair, people also spoke about being strong, how they keep culture alive, teaching language, dance, and stories to the next generation, and how they're still fighting for justice today.
What's the evidence?
To support the personal stories shared by Aboriginal people, the Uruk Justice Commission gathered a huge amount of evidence. More than 10,000 documents. And they've got an evidence library that you can visit on their website. But the five commissioners also heard stories from non-Aboriginal people. And sometimes they use their special powers. Here's Travis.
Being a commissioner on this commission, you also have power to also ask people to come before the commission and talk about the work that they've done that has made bad decisions for Aboriginal people and controlled their lives and segregated them from everybody else, about how they benefited from taking the land and the role that they played in taking away Aboriginal languages and stopped our people or Aboriginal people from practicing their culture. So we invited churches, health services to come forward as well. And it was important to us and important to Aboriginal people that they said, yes, we did do that. They acknowledged that they were wrong and that it is wrong and that it shouldn't have happened. And they want to be a part of how we move forward together. And the Premier of Victoria, the Premier Jacinta Allen, came to our commission to talk about what the government has done and what the government is still doing to Aboriginal people.
And it turned out that even the Premier, the leader of the government of Victoria, didn't know the true history. Here's Premier Jacinta Allen speaking at the Uruk Commission.
I have learnt much that I did not know in terms of the true history of the dispossession, what the settlers, the colonisers did when they came to Victoria. I did not know.
The Premier came and talked particularly about really horrible things that the government had let people do to Aboriginal people. And the Premier said that she didn't know that in her area these things had happened.
The Premier talked about how her old history books didn't have the whole story.
Still, the record of our state's history is incomplete. Like many Victorians, my formal education of Aboriginal people's histories and experiences was limited. The record this commission will hand down will mean at long last, the truth of our state's history is told.
Wow. So all the stories from Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people that the Uruk Justice Commission has heard means that finally we'll have a more truthful history of Victoria. When non-Aboriginal people, like me, learn this truthful history, what would Travis and the other commissioners like us to do?
There has been a lot of bad things to happen to our people, and we're not asking people to feel bad about what's happened or apologise to us, but we're trying to ask people to understand and think about what's really happened to us, but also think about what we can do to continue to have conversations with each other so these things don't happen again.
Now, before we finish up, let's head back to the Walk for Truth. It's the last day, Wednesday, 18th of June, 2025. Travis has walked for 25 days in the wet, wind and sunshine, around 500 kilometres. Over 14,000 people walked with him. And as Travis arrives at Parliament House in Melbourne, there's 3,000 people walking with him.
Thank you. Thank you for walking with us. Now let's keep going.
Walk for truth. Truth. Truth.
Hey History is a UTS Impact Studios production. Executive producers are Anna Clark and Claire Wright. Producer is Jane Curtis. Impact Studios executive producer is Sarah Gilbert. Production assistants, Alexandra Morris. This episode was made possible by Dusseldorp Forum, a family foundation committed to a just and equitable Australia, one that is caring, ethical, and honours our First Peoples. Special thanks to Olga Lyons, Rosa Ellen, Rachel Fife, and the Uruk team.
Hey, History!
Hey History is made on Gadigal Country. I'm your host, Axel Clark. See you next time.